Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, so can go on to some news. There are quite a number of articles with the theme of charity work. We hear mention of the county's volunteering service and funding is required for scouts. There's also success for Norfolk's tourism industry. Norfolk Community Foundation has launched a new initiative bringing businesses and charities together to make a difference in local communities. Good for Good is making it easier for businesses to support charities across Norfolk by offering funding, providing assets and volunteering time. The launch event was attended by more than 60 businesses in a display of the region's commitment to creating lasting positive change. Good for Good is a natural extension of our ongoing partnerships with local businesses committed to making a difference. It helps businesses contribute in targeting ways like volunteering time, providing assets, and offering funding, exactly what charities need most. The programme hopes meaningful support will reach charities in areas most in need.
The falling number of Norfolk volunteers prompted charities to try unusual methods to attract more people willing to help others. The chance to meet dogs and pigs, plus the opportunity to play with model trains, were among interactive ways used to show what volunteering is all about. More than 50 charities and voluntary groups took part in a Give It A Go volunteering extravaganza at the Forum in Norwich. Guide Dogs, the North Norfolk Railway, Hawswood Animal Sanctuary, Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity and Norwich Printing Museum were among groups attending. Tasha Cobb from Voluntary Norfolk, which organised the event on June 7th, said, "We know charities and voluntary groups are the lifeblood of communities. However, the simple reality is that they need our help because volunteering numbers are down. And that's why we are trying to make it as easy as possible for people to find amazing opportunities that interest and inspire them."
A totally unexpected honour is testament to Norfolk volunteers who work to improve people's lives, says a charity boss recognised in the King's Birthday Honours. Claire Cullens, Chief Executive of Norfolk Community Foundation, was made an MBE for her services to business development and charity. Ms Cullens has been in helm of the independent charity, which supports and works with local charities and voluntary groups, since 2018. She said, "When something like this happens, it is totally unexpected. When I opened the envelope, I had to read it a few times before it sank in. Nobody ever works in isolation, and I lead a team of incredible people. Norfolk has got an amazing voluntary sector."
A city scout group has just 2 weeks to raise £133,000, or it will lose a £1 million government grant for a new hut. The 33rd Scout Group in Jessop Road had already demolished part of their old centre before discovering they needed to raise further funds. Originally, the £1 million would have covered all costs for the hut. If they can't raise the money before July 1st, they will have to give the full £1 million back to the government fund. "What has been really hard is that we are raising money for a contingency, not for the actual building. This is money that we might not even need to spend, but the build can't go ahead without the additional funds in place, just in case they are needed. What next?" An emergency fundraising appeal has now been launched, with hopes that the missing £133,000 can be raised through public donations.
Five tourism businesses from the east of England enjoyed success at the Visit England Awards for Excellence 2024. The businesses, which were either winners or finalists at the East of England Tourism Awards 2023 and 2024, were recognised at the ceremony in Liverpool on June the 5th. Mill Farm Eco Barns in Winterton-on-Sea, Norfolk, won the Ethical, Responsible and Sustainable Tourism Award. Roar Dinosaur Adventure Park in Lenwade, Norfolk, took silver in the accessible and inclusive tourism category and bronze for Large Visitor Attraction of the Year. Stephanie Griffin, Head of Events and Promotions at NewQuest, which organised the East of England Tourism Awards, said, "We're very proud to once again have five businesses from the East of England selected as finalists in the National Visit England Awards for Excellence."
Now, for our second feature, we hope you do not feel you have a surfeit of nature with this feature, particularly as Chris Skinner's podcast follows. However, Robert Morgan, the Norfolk Wildlife Trust's reserves officer, wonders whether the clock is ticking for the cuckoo, which remains a firm favourite despite its habits. His article is read by Ian Robertson.